So we fast forward a couple of years. You've done that deal. You bought other houses, right? I put something out in the coaching world saying I was looking for clients. And I remember you and I having a conversation. I gave you the essence of the four F's of foreclosure pitch. And then obviously you sign up for coaching. Take me back to that moment, okay? Obviously we've got a bit of a relationship, but why did you decide to go into coaching? I mean, a lot of people discuss it. I have conversations weekly with people who want to do it, but you pulled the trigger, signed up, and became a coaching client. Take me back to your thought process there. Why did you decide to go into coaching?
Well, you know, I heard a saying once, and I don't remember who it was, some wealthy individual at some point said, every single person, especially in America, will have at least two opportunities in their lifetime to become, you know, extremely wealthy. You know, I think he might have mentioned the words millionaire or something. I can't remember, but extremely wealthy. We'll go with that. But the problem is a lot of times people don't have, they're either too skeptical or they don't have the capital to do it. Amen. And based on the track record that, you know, I had already had with you with, you know, previous houses that I had bought and the fact that I had the capital to be able to jump into it, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to pass up on this opportunity. And, you know, and not to mention, you know, I'm very religious. And so I prayed to God about it. And, you know, I just got a really good feeling and a really good picture in my head. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make it happen.
Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Welcome to the Foreclosure Deals Coach Podcast.
The tides are turning. The time is now.
Your home for the mindset, methodology, and tools needed to invest in foreclosures.
Don't you dare buy a house. Buy a deal. You need to get into this right now.
Right now, yeah.
And now your host, the Foreclosure Deals Coach, Donnie Corum.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Foreclosure Deals Coach Podcast. I am your host and Foreclosure Deals Coach, Donnie Corum.
Oh, wow.
You know what I love is they're so consistent. Like, sometimes it's like the same sound. Have you ever noticed that with the audience?
I mean, they're just, they've got very good projection and they're very consistent with how, you know, they put their voices out.
It's like
there,
one lady though that I can hear like every time, so I don't know. Anyway, all right, let's move on from there. I'm super excited about today's show. We're going to talk about our guest here in a little bit, but as always, introductions must be given to my executive producer and main man, Mr. Jonathan Winston. What up, Jay?
Hey, you know, we're here, man. This has been an episode that has been a while in the making, so I'm excited that we get to talk to Thomas today, and I feel like our listeners are going to really enjoy it. Personally, I just had like a really good taco dinner. So, you know, just want to be random like I usually am.
That was extremely random. Yeah.
But
you just pulled the taco thing from completely out of left field. That's just incredible.
But, you know, we're here now and we're about to get going. So let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Hey, listen, this guest, guys, we have guests on the show periodically. And as you guys know, I am the foreclosure deals coach. A big part of what I do is coach individuals to help them through their first deal. Now, the thing about it is there's a lot of real estate gurus out there, okay? But the reality of most gurus, you know, with the exception of the very top and elite, is they don't have as many success stories perhaps as they would. You know, some people are just getting started. Some of them are not good at their job at all. And there are other quote-unquote real estate gurus / coaches that shooting straight with you are just kind of out to take your money. And I pride myself on the side of the business where I'm meeting and interacting with people who actually become successful in real estate. And today we have the honor and privilege of having Mr. Thomas Yousey on the show. What's going on, Tommy? How's life, man?
Hey, Donnie, how's it going? Hey, I appreciate you having me on here. Life is going great. I really can't complain. You know, I've been extremely blessed. And hey, the foreclosure deals coach has been, you know, a great program for me so far. So yeah, excited to be here.
Absolutely, man. Hey, thank you so much for coming on. Let's go back in time a little bit. Let's talk about how you and I met many, many years ago. So prior to being a foreclosure deals coach, I was specializing in selling foreclosures. Shockingly enough, that's how this whole thing came about. So how do we meet, man? I believe you must have saw one of my foreclosure ads many years ago. Do you recall how you and I got that first interaction?
Oh, gosh. Well, let's see. So I was just PCSing from Fort Bragg, North Carolina to Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And I was looking for a house, obviously. You know, I was staying, my wife and I were staying with my parents because we're obviously just getting to the state. And, you know, I was looking at something online, probably your ad there. And you called me because obviously I put my information in. You called right. me. And at first I was like, I don't want to talk to this guy. Literally wanted to get off the phone. I get most of the time,
to be honest with you.
I just wanted to get off the phone, but you kind of said some things that made sense. And so I booked a meeting with you, and then you showed us some houses. And yeah, I think you've been my realtor ever since. So
absolutely. You know, and it's funny because I remember that phone call distinctly, and you know, because we built such a relationship years after that. But yeah, I mean, it was really kind of a, I'm not sure I want to talk to this guy. I'm not sure I want to do this, but time progressed. We bought a stellar deal from what I recall way back in Widefield area of Colorado Springs, Colorado. And I don't remember the exact numbers. It's not super relevant right now, but I'm pretty sure you guys did well on that first deal, right? Did you do okay on the back end of that?
Oh, we did phenomenal on the back end of that deal. And I remember the first thing you said to me was, you were like, you know, because this was going to be a home of ours, but you were like, hey, look, I'm not going to let you buy a home. I'm going to make you buy a deal. Yeah. And, you know, that stuck with us. And yeah, I mean, I think we made like 70 grand off that first deal. And that was our first house that we had ever bought, you know, so.
Ladies and gentlemen, we know Donnie.
I hate to pat myself on the back. You see what I'm saying? But I remember this part, your wife, you got a picture of your family, beautiful family right there behind you. And I want to talk a little bit more of your background and why you did this, but I distinctly remember having a conversation with Kayla, and we walked into this house that was, you know, let's just say less than desirable, which a lot of foreclosures are, but I knew it was a great deal. And I distinctly remember her saying something to the effect of, I hate you. I hate this house. The only reason I'm doing any of this is because Tommy says it's a good idea and I'm going to go with his plan. I know it ended well in the end, but I remember going, man, this had better work out. Cause like, she's small, but mighty. You know, like I was really afraid your wife's going to kick my ass. Like legitimately, she's a small woman, but I promise you she could have taken me because I was scared to death. So yeah. I'm glad it worked out because I might not be here with you, you know, like otherwise there was a shot she would have taken me out.
Yeah.
With that being said, so we fast forward a couple of years, you've done that deal, you bought other houses, right? I put something out in the coaching world saying I was looking for clients, and I remember you and I having a conversation. I gave you the essence of the four F's of foreclosure pitch, and then obviously you sign up for coaching. Take me back to that moment, okay? Obviously, we've got a bit of a relationship, but why did you decide to go into coaching? I mean, a lot of people discuss it. I have conversations weekly with people who want to do it, but you pulled the trigger, signed up, and became a coaching client. Take me back to your thought process there. Why did you decide to go into coaching?
Well, you know, I heard a saying once, and I don't remember who it was, some wealthy individual at some point said, every single person, especially in America, will have at least two opportunities in their lifetime to become, you know, extremely wealthy. You know, I think he might have mentioned the words millionaire or something. I can't remember, but extremely wealthy. We'll go with that. But the problem is a lot of times people don't have, they're either too skeptical or they don't have the capital to do it. Amen. And based on the track record that, you know, I had already had with you with, you know, previous houses that I'd bought and the fact that I had the capital to be able to jump into it, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to pass up on this opportunity. And, you know, and not to mention, you know, I'm very religious. And so I prayed to God about it. And, you know, I just got a really good feeling and a really good picture in my head. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make it happen, you know, so.
I love that. And we're obviously going to talk about how well it went. You know, I mean, I guess we would have had you on the show if it went poorly. It wouldn't have been as good of a show for sure. But before we get into that, like obviously you mentioned, you know, you're a spiritual guy. Obviously, talk to me. You were in the military for a long time, right? How long did you serve in our military?
So I'm in the National Guard currently, but I spent 10 years active duty. I'm transitioning out of like full-time guard work to just doing the one weekend a month, you know, traditional guardsman sort of thing.
Sure.
But yeah, it's been 13 years. So
incredible. So thank you for your service to our country. We're just coming off of Veterans Day. So we thank you for being a fine veteran of the country. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
But a big thing here is, you know, you have to get the sign off of your family to do this. This has got to be something that you have the discussion, you do the prayer, you really think this through. Obviously, there was a discussion with Kayla again about whether this was a good idea. How did that discussion go? Kayla, I'm thinking about coaching. How did she handle it? Obviously, she's got the same experience with me as you do, but how did that conversation when you discussed it go with the wife?
Well, you know, Kayla and I have already, you know, done some things in business before, and we understand how it works. It takes it costs money to make money. And, you know, for me, you can't put a dollar value on having a really good mentor and a really good coach who's truly going to give you their experience, because wisdom is having a lot of experience. Or no, I'm sorry, experience is having a lot of wisdom, but wisdom is using somebody else's experience. And I wasn't going to pass up the opportunity to work with somebody such as yourself who has been so successful. And again, you know, I just, when I prayed to God about it, I was just like, hey, this is it, you know. And there's other things, you know, like I've read books and I've listened to audios, and they all tell you, you know, that you just need to take action and make it happen, you know.
Absolutely.
And you got things like, you know, Earl Nightingale and the seed, right? I mean, he talks heavily about, you know, hey, if that seed be a good thing, it's going to grow and manifest itself. And during my prayer, I got the distinct picture of just that. So, it was a phenomenal deal. And I said, hey, let's just jump on it and make it happen. So
I love that you're a spiritual guy, and I love that, you know, prayer was a part of the process. You know, this is it's a leap of faith in a lot of ways. And if you don't have the right guidance, whether it's your mentor or your spiritual mentor, wherever, if you're not finding the right guidance in life, you're going to find yourself lost in a lot of cases. So I'm so glad that you guys, you know, got together, you decided to make this move. You took massive action. It has gone well. Let's get into that just a little bit. So when did you sign up for coaching? I think it was what, July? I remember it was really hot when we got going, but it was just months back.
It was either July or August.
Okay, yeah, late July into August. Okay, we are now, as you guys are listening to this, we're in kind of early, you know, mid-November, okay? So you sign up for coaching, the money investment leaves your account. Obviously, there's a lot of nerves going on at that point. How long did it take for you to go from coaching student, a couple of mentoring calls, to getting your first deal under contract? Do you remember the time frame on that? I can look it up, but I don't think it was very long.
No, it wasn't very long. Honestly, it went by so fast that it was like, I felt like I barely had time to get it done, you know? And so, I think we got under contract a couple weeks ago, right?
Well, I mean, when you bought the property. So let's talk about the
acquisition. Oh, yeah.
So bought, you go from property, signing up in August to going under contract, your property is probably mid-September, right? It was even 30 days?
Yeah, it was mid-September. Yep.
You know, and that's what's great about the coaching plan, because you guys got to know, as coaching students, I want to invest as much time as it takes to get you in your first deal. Tommy had a bit of an advantage here in that he's in the local Colorado Springs market that I know very well, but the money from coaching, unlike a lot of, let's say, training programs that are out there, is the money that we make in the coaching product is about you actually getting a result. Okay, so the whole team is slanted towards getting a result as quickly as possible. So we get to sign up. We started looking for a property. We discussed some criteria pretty briefly, but you're like most of my students, where it's like, I just want to do a deal, right? You weren't that picky. It's like, I want to find something that's going to make me money. Cool. Criteria out of the way. We find that deal. We're under contract within 30 days or so of you signing up for the coaching program, and then we're off to the races. Now, you have the benefit of a huge military background, lots of experience, solid leadership, but also you've got some good construction background, right?
Yeah, that's right. I have my own business in construction, TBJ Construction, and that really helped out for sure.
Sure. So you were able to hop in pretty early, and I think we found a deal where I felt good about you being able to do the majority of the work, which was something you wanted for this first deal, to save some money and make some more money. I think we talked about that extensively. So you did a lot of the work to it. How long did it take you after acquisition? You're doing the work. You've got the National Guard thing, so you've got some time available, but how long did it take you to get it done from the time of starting up?
Well, you know, with having to wait for contractors like carpet and paint and stuff, I want to say, it was like 30 days.
Yep. And I'd say that's about right. Okay. So we're 30 days of, would you say it was intense labor? I know Kayla jumped in, did some of the work with you. You guys did a lot of the kitchen pieces yourself, which I thought was, the work came out incredible, which when rookies do stuff, usually I'm unimpressed and I tell them so. In your case, it came out pretty nice. Was it enjoyable? Did you guys have fun?
I really enjoyed it because again, I had never laid LVP or done backsplash or laid a countertop for that matter. And, I think it came out really good. I learned a lot. And, anytime you could use some skill to make a finished piece come out looking good, it's just satisfying. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm glad because I really, especially if you can do the work yourself, and my advice generally, so you guys know, Tommy included, I don't advise doing the work yourself, okay? If we really look at what real estate investing is about, it's really not about swinging a hammer. But if you have the skill set, if you have the desire and you have the time, you can make a lot more money on a project if you don't have the huge labor component. You know, I personally can't, swing a hammer without hurting myself or somebody nearby. So I don't do that as a rule because I want to save people's lives. You know, the life I may save is my own in a lot of cases. But in your case, you were able to get in there and get dirty a little bit and get it done. And it shows that the quality of the workmanship, the house looks incredible. So we're fast forwarding a little bit. We bought the property. Well, let's start over. We went under contract in the coaching agreement in about August timeframe. We bought the first house by the mid-September timeframe. It took you 30 days or so to fix it. So we listed, early October. Early to mid-October, we got that on the market, right? And what's the great news? What are we closing on this bad boy on the back end? What closing date?
Closing date is November 25th.
You know?
Yeah.
What?
November 25th. All right. So we started this thing in August, and by November, 3 months later, you're going to close on your first deal. And I want to talk numbers a little bit, but I really think we need to celebrate.
I'm saying, man.
A little bit. Yeah. Congratulations to you on doing your first deal, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, good accomplishment. Yeah, absolutely.
I guess the question one would ask is if they're at the same crossroads you are, right? And we're going to talk about what you made in the deal. And we have a metric that we're going off of what we want our coaching clients to make. But before we get into that, what do you think you could have done better? What were the challenges along the way?
Well, organization for me was key. You know, I definitely underestimated the time frame. I wanted to get that thing done in half the time, but it just took a lot longer than expected with coordinating between contractors, you know, with carpet and paint and, you know, getting supplies and just that sort of thing. So organization, I think, would be key. For me in the future, I definitely think I can cut that time down to 2 weeks with that particular type of job. So that
would be cool. Sounds like Dia might have some competition coming with Thomas over here.
Bring it.
We like that.
No, I gotta say, I mean, I agree with you. The organization was, okay, but for your first deal, man, I mean, God, honestly, the pulling stuff together as fast as you did, I was even surprised. Like it was kind of like a, you know, the big part of the coaching is we're watching. I don't step in until you ask me to, because the goal here is to teach you so you can go do this again on your own. How was that piece of it? Did you find me available for questions? Like, were you able to get the answers that you needed?
Hi, this is Donnie Corum, your foreclosure deals coach. It's important to have good credit when you're buying a foreclosure. A lot of people think you can come in with bad credit, but the fact of the matter is you need pretty stable credit scores to buy a foreclosure deal. So how do you find out how to increase your credit? Well, there's tons of credit repair agencies out there and multiple formulas, but one thing we found that works is reporting your monthly rental payment to the credit bureau. We partnered with RentReporters.com, the leading provider of adding your payment history direct from your landlord onto your credit bureau scores, and it helping people to boost their scores up to 40 points in as little as 30 days. So to get started, I want you to head on out to www.foreclosuredealscoach.com. Now that's a messenger bot, and you're going to use the keyword rent to get more information about Rent Reporters and how you can boost your credit score by getting getting your rental reported to the credit bureaus. Once again, Donnie Corum, your foreclosure deals coach. Check it out.
Yeah, you know, you were very available. Anytime I needed something, you got me involved in the Slack chat, which was a huge benefit because, you know, for instance, when we had that leak, you know, in the beginning, right at the main shut off, you know, in the house, I was like, crap, I need a plumber like right now, you know, and everyone chimed in and was like throwing, hey, try this guy, try that guy. And I had somebody there within an hour, I think, or an hour and a half. So
I remember that. And that's an important part of it. Like, it's like you're getting the whole benefit of my entire team, right? And you have access to me for the consulting on what to do and what not to do. But a lot of it is a team presence. And just, I have a lot of people, this is what they do all day long. And they're in there to jump in. Our Facebook group is great for that too. You know, on a more national scale, answering questions and things of that nature. But you have the Slack channel. All of my coaching clients get a part of our Slack channel and can ask from my operations manager to my marketing team to whatever you need, exactly the pieces you need to be successful in the process. Right. So I'm glad I was able to help with that. But how much of it was kind of your stuff? I mean, how much did you rely on the advice? What was your confidence level like? Let's ask that first. Did you feel confident in making decisions knowing you could consult? I mean, how much did that help?
Yeah, no, I felt extremely confident, you know, and maybe part of that is just because of my background. You know, it's like, hey, you know, from a leadership standpoint, sometimes you just got to make a decision, go left, go right, go straight. It doesn't flip and matter. Just go, you know? And so you said in the beginning, hey, if you do exactly what I tell you to do, then you're going to succeed. And so we went through the whole, you know, we went through the whole property on the digital scale and we looked at pictures and like, hey, this is how I do all my flips. This is what's trending. And I said, okay, I'm not going to break from that. I use that exact same model, that exact same pattern. And because of that, I didn't have to ask you a lot of questions because I already kind of knew what it is you did. So I went for it, you know? And so, yeah, I felt extremely confident.
I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you. Because that's such a big part of what we do. We're not here to reinvent the wheel. You know, what we're trying to do, and I hope you felt that, was to try to make what seems super complicated super simple. And then along the way, if you get lost or you need guidance, that's why you invested in coaching. You know what I mean? So it really isn't about doing it for you. There's a lot of mentorship programs that claim they're going to walk you through and handhold you through it. I didn't feel like you needed that much handholding because the formula was presented and you're following the formula. You know what I mean? And at the point where you did get lost, there's a couple of times where it's like, hey, I'm not sure what to do here. I felt like we took care of that pretty well. You took the advice well. I think that's critical. It's not about telling you what to do. It's about saying, in this situation, this is what I would do. You know? And isn't that the essence of coaching? Like you have a huge military leadership background, right? Are you training leaders most of the time, Tommy, do you think? Or are you just forcing them to follow? What's your goal? I mean, when you were as hardcore in the military as you were you trying to train or you were trying to, I guess, force? Well, what's the preference there in the military?
No, yeah. So another way to say it is influence, right? Leadership is influence. You know, you don't, there's a great book out there called From Good to Great, and it talks heavily on the different levels of leadership. And really, you know, as a leader and you're having your subordinates or your employees or whoever it is, you don't want to just tell them what to do, exactly how to do it, and micromanage them, because then they're never going to learn and they won't be able to stand on their own without you. So having that influence and having that training / coaching or whatever it is, so that you can then walk away, let them go and do it, let them fail if need be, and then only step in when you absolutely need to. And that's the goal of leadership.
And that's the goal of the coaching program. You know, we really want to go in and mentor you through the first deal with as much handholding or as little handholding as you require. What was great about your construction background and general leadership experience is it was really, you know, you checked in as needed, but did you manage the project yourself primarily? I mean, was there any real involvement for me with the contracting side?
No, there was no involvement, which I appreciated because you kind of just let me go out and do, and then you were available if I needed help or any questions or anything like that. And so it was definitely, it really felt, you know, like, it really felt like I was running the show and making things happen. And it was a huge confidence boost. sure.
That's really the goal. And what we want, the takeaway, and I'm going to ask you if it worked, but the real takeaway was, is that if, when this is over, you can go out and do this again on your own. Do you feel confident today that you could buy a property and go through the process again, never completely on your own? Cause once you're a coaching student, it's sort of a, you've got access to me forever, but do you feel like you could do it on your own if you had to?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's the takeaway, you know? And I think people who are on the fence about coaching right now should take stock in Tommy's story. And I just understand that if you decide to sign up for coaching, if you become part of our coaching family, we want to take you from a don't know anything about it, which is not really where Tommy ever was. He's got all the background in construction, to being 100% confident in a turnkey system that, if you want to, can provide for you and your family a source of income through flipping foreclosures forever, you know? And that's really the goal of the entire product. So I'm glad you got that. I appreciate you saying that it worked out for you. Let's get into numbers a little bit, okay? We bought a property in Caldwell Springs, Colorado. It was on Winston Road. I got a good buddy named Winston, and John's last name happens to be
Winston. That's, hey man, this is serendipitous. So I don't know what's going on right now.
Freaky, right? So we bought a property on Winston Road. What did we pay for the house, Tommy? You remember?
$285.
It's actually $280.
Nope, $280. That's right. The price was $285, and then we got it down to $280 because of the inspection stuff.
Exactly. Okay. And so we went through the process of writing an offer, right? Did an inspection. We, as Tommy learned, we're not doing the inspection generally to find out what's wrong with the property, because we're going to fix most of what's wrong with the property anyway. We're doing an inspection to get a lower price on the property by leveraging whatever comes back on that inspection, right, to get a price reduction, right? So we went from a $285 contract price down to a $280 purchase price, right? And right, then how much did you, I mean, total cost of rehab, again, knowing you did a lot of it yourself, so it's a little bit lower, but even counting for your time, right, which we added in a little bit because it's only fair since you invested it. How much did you, how much would your rehab budget, including the time budget for yourself?
I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I want to say it was around 17.5 or something like that.
That's what I remember us talking about. So, okay, we're at 17.5. We go 280. We add on the 17.5. We're now at 297,500. Okay, so the final number that really matters here is, what did we sell the property for? What are we under contract for right now?
330.
Okay.
It's not a bad day at the office.
I'm saying, right? Man, it's like he had a foreclosure deals coach, you know, right there putting you in the game, right?
I'm telling you, it's weird having all that coaching stuff, you know, and instead of spending months of evaluating various properties, we got this entire thing done starting in about August from sign up to ending in about November, which is about par. You know, the good news is you have a full access to your coach for 6 months with the coaching product. Okay. But if we get one deal done in that 6 months, that's okay. But I'm assuming as soon as this bad boy closes, which is about a week out, you're planning on buying another one, aren't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
he's hooked now. He's hooked now, folks. We got him. We got him here.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So back end profit, you know, and just kind of talk gross profit without the splits. What are we grossing on this deal approximately? Have you done that calculation yet?
Well, what is that? That's like 33, and then I think we got a listing fee on there. So,
yep, a little bit of agent commission, not all of it though, because you didn't pay the full 3%, right? You just paid a small margin on that and a little bit of buy side commission, probably less than 10 grand in commission. But I think 33 minus about 8 should leave us with about $20,000-$25,000 in profit. Does that sound about where you think we'll end up?
Yeah.
See, guys, it's not rocket science, you know? I mean, harder or easier than you thought, Tommy? What's your thought on that? Like, did it rank right where you thought on difficulty level, or what were you expecting more or less? What were your thoughts there?
You know, honestly, I didn't even think about that, to tell you the truth. Sometimes you just put one foot in front of the other. I kind of expected some difficulty, you know, I expected it to be somewhat challenging. And there's always, obviously, I, you know, looking back, it always seems better than it is when you're going through it. But
right.
there was some stuff that we went through, you know, like the leak, you know, that we had to fix and, you know, and some stuff like that. But man, it really was not, this one was an easy one, I would say. This one was definitely an easy one.
I would agree with you, but I'll also go, this is kind of par, you know, and I will tell you that when we're looking for flips, especially for first timers, I mean, as since you kind of graduated from your first deal, they don't have to be quite as simple, but that's a big part of the coaching is putting you into a deal that ultimately is going to feel easier. I don't want to create the impression it's going to be easy because that's going to, you know, freak people out if any work kicks in, but we were looking for something that was kind of a cosmetic remodel. Would you agree that this was more cosmetic? I mean, there wasn't a ton of system failures, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Plumbing. Total cosmetic for sure. You know, and there wasn't anything structural. So yeah, definitely.
And that's the goal. You know, as you advance, you get to look at more and more complicated deals. But the reality is complication does not necessarily equal profit. You know,
yeah.
And I think you're going to find as you advance your career, just because it's tougher doesn't mean it pays better. You know, and if it's going to be tougher, you know, it starts to become a question of whether you want to do tougher just because you like the challenge. And I know for you, you're a big challenge kind of guy. So I'm sure you're going to be taking on stuff or ripping off roofs and starting over. But
one thing that I've like really noticed just, you know, going sitting on the sidelines of this convo right now, it's just like, you know, we talk about mindset a lot on the show. Me and Donnie go over it all the time. And, you know, Thomas is here and, you know, he's kind of like, oh, it didn't seem that hard. I just kind of did my thing. You know, I just went out there and got going and, you know, put one foot in front of the other. And, you know, it's almost kind of like matter of fact, but at the same time, that's really what it's all about. Like, like literally you just, you know what? I might not know everything, but one, I've got somebody here to help me out. And two, I want to get it done. So, and I love that and how you combine that with just being able to get in there and put in the work. Like those are a couple of things that I would want the listeners to take from this conversation for sure. It's just like, one, get out of your own way, get out there and do it. And then just do the work, man. And work with the people that you are associated with. And it'll probably turn out better than you could have hoped.
Yeah. You know, and one thing I'd like to tell everybody listening too is, hey, don't worry about all the stuff that you can worry about. Cross that bridge when you get there, mm-hmm. because
Absolutely.
Don't ever focus on the reasons why not to do something. Focus on the reasons why to do something. And generally that positive outlook is always going to be better than the negative outlook. And you just take action, you know, have faith, believe in yourself, fight for your dreams, and don't give up. And just one foot in front of the other and make stuff happen. And it, yeah, you're going to fight and you're going to fail, but that's, you know, failure is a stepping stone to success. And that's what people have to realize.
Absolutely. And I think the key to the coaching product is to kind of avoid, not completely skirt failure, but rather to minimize the chances of failure. You know what I mean? Like there's no guarantees in anything that we do. And we certainly don't offer, you know, you're going to make $1 billion on your first flip. But I think the education piece should be the takeaway. If you learn something from it and you were profitable, that's a win, right? As opposed to a lot of people never go into flipping at all because they're afraid to get started. Others go into it and lose a bunch of money and then say, you know, that just doesn't work. Right. And then there are those like yourself who understand with guidance and structure, I'm certain I can make the best of this. I don't know what the outcome's going to be, but I feel confident in my coach. I've got confidence in the process and I believe this is going to work. And then it does. You know, it's not like it's easy or stress-free, but I think it's worth it. I mean, do you feel like this is your future? You're going to stay in real estate investing now long-term?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know me, Donnie, I've got big goals, big dreams. I'm not going to just sit idly by while I watch opportunity pass me away. So I'm going to make things happen one way or another. And I think this is a great avenue, you know, and that's the thing too. It's like most entrepreneurs that really make it big, a lot of them do it through real estate investing because, you know, Robert Kiyosaki even says that. He says, hey, start a business, do what you got to do, but invest into real estate. You know what I'm saying? Invest the difference, invest the cash you make into real estate. So, yeah, I think it's a great avenue for people and it's definitely going to be a good avenue for me.
Well, I got to tell you, man, you're one of my prouder graduates from Deal Hunter Academy. You are officially donned a deal hunter. So congratulations. Ooh. Welcome to the club. It's an honor to have you. Well, I guess one last question, because we're getting near the end of time here. Would you recommend foreclosure deals coaching to somebody else? Like if you had a buddy, a friend, somebody out there, was it something you would tell other people to do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely wouldn't tell them to do it on their own. You know, I would definitely tell them to hire Donnie Corum, because he knows exactly what he's doing and he's got the track record to prove it. So yeah, I would definitely recommend it.
It means a lot, sir. I really appreciate it. Listen, we're not going to belabor any more time. Once again, this is Thomas Yelsey, his first deal. Congratulations on becoming a deal hunter. One last round of applause for Mr. Thomas Yelsey. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And listen, for those of you out there who are on the fence, you know, first of all, join up on the Facebook group, the Foreclosure Deals Coach Insider. Tommy's an active member of the group there. He's in there. If you got questions for him, were you willing to answer questions for people if they got stuff on deals and whatnot?
Absolutely. Yeah, so absolutely.
Reach out to him. You can talk to him about his specific experience or get more insight on the construction side of the deals. You know, with a general contractor's license, he's a wealth of knowledge. We're expecting to have him back. Will you come back? Will you do your next deal as well? Can we chat with you again and just kind of keep this thing moving?
Absolutely. Definitely.
And I really appreciate it. All right, guys, with that, we're at the end of the time today. This is Mr. Thomas Yelsey, our new Deal Hunter Academy graduate. We're thanking you so much, guys, for tuning into the show. And once again, if you want to get started, check in the very show notes here. Join up in the Foreclosure Deals Coach Insiders Group. Become a deal hunter yourself and get started. But listen, while you're out there shopping, you got to remember, like he was talking about on his first deal out there, we started from one very basic presence. We don't buy houses here at Foreclosure Deals Coach. We buy deals. So if you're going to go out there and find yourself, remember the countdown, guys. We're going to try to get this together, okay? Okay. Don't you dare buy a house.
Buy a deal.
Want more of the Foreclosure Deals Coach? Hit subscribe and stay tuned for more of the mindset, methodology, and tools you'll need to invest in foreclosures. Visit foreclosuredealscoach.com and text DEAL to get a list of foreclosures in your area.